Record Store Day is coming up. It's next Saturday, April 16th, and it's an international affair with independent record stores selling mass quantities of exclusive releases and very limited runs of other unique items. And locally, we're talking Torn Light Records, Sugar Cube Records, Phil's Records in Northern Kentucky. And on the other side of the river, it's Moles Records and CD, CD Game Exchange, Black Plastic Records, Shake It, Everybody's Records, and Plaid Room Records. Darren Blaze is here from Shake It Records in Northside. Now, let's talk about Record Store Day, and the one word to discuss is vinyl. People are buying it like crazy. I found out 12 million units were sold last year. 45% of those sales were from independent dealers like yourself. So let's talk about it. Is that a big part of your sales and like who's buying it?
Vinyl has always been a big part of what we've done. We're coming up on our 17th year in business. And from day one, I think the first year we were open, vinyl was probably 50% of our sales. Now it's probably about 75% of our sales.
Wow.
But CDs are also still a huge chunk of what we do. There's a lot of people that aren't going to switch back to another format, and we want to service those customers too. But as far as new people coming on, like kids that just used to download and just buy digitally and all that kind of stuff, they're discovering the joy of the full package and all that kind of stuff. And so the packaging is important, and I think people have come to appreciate it. Like the convenience of an iPod and having 85,000 songs in your pocket really is like, it's a pretty incredible thing, you know? So, you know, and that has its purpose, but also just the full appreciation of what it is and the, you know, the full delivery of the LP, the physical and the visual piece and the musical piece all kind of together is important. I think it's just exciting to see younger folks getting into it and understanding the full package of the item, and then seeing older folks who, I mean, I've been working in record stores now for 30 years, over 30 years.
Okay, so it's Record Store Day, and most of the special releases are on vinyl. A lot of it is like material that's already been out there, but they're showing up in these special color versions just for that day.
Yes, or they were like fan club releases, things that were, you know, that's been out of print for years that they're making available to a wider audience. So it's making things that have been out either on CD as imports or out of print or B-side collections. And, you know, it's definitely geared to the completist, you know, the deep catalog people who just kind of want to have everything. So,
well, one of the things that we were talking about before the interview was there's a Record Store Day release of Fleetwood Mac, Tusk. And remember when it came out, it was 1980, and it was a big two record set, two pieces of vinyl. And over the, what, almost 40 years now, there's a new version, or at least an unreleased version of that two record,
of the record
set.
Yeah. So now the release this year is just the alternative version of that record. And that record always has this footnote in rock history as being the first record to cost over $1 million. So I've only heard the alternate stuff once when a good customer actually brought the box set back in and I was able to listen to it at the store. So I'll end up buying that one, and it'll be interesting to hear it, you know, on LP and to actually have some time to listen to it.
So, okay. So how about some of the other things that are coming out? Any other heavy hitters?
Well,
any new
things? I mean, locally there's a new Walk the Moon LP that's coming out. Those are some local favorites. We've had those guys in the store a couple times for signings and stuff like that. So we ordered huge on that. You know, there's the 21 Pilots, those guys from Columbus. They have a 7-inch with that we'll do really well with. Then there's just a lot of like really kind of like, you know, things that are end up being printed in like the 1,000 to 1,500 range, you know, whether it's like Townes Van Zandt stuff or, you know, live Big Star, long out of print Charlie Parker stuff. Just a lot of, it's across the board variety of genres and tastes and all that kind of stuff. So, and then there's like some pretty interesting import stuff. I mean, one of my favorite things is actually reissues of this band called Metal Urbane, who are from France. And they kind of sounded like the Cincinnati band BPA and Père Ubu. They were like the BPA Père Ubu of France. So, I mean, it gets pretty deep on some of that catalog and stuff like that. And then also, you know, each year we do some of our own stuff. So this year we'll have three releases that you can only get from us in the United States. The first one, we're issuing an LP by old Cincinnati punk band called The Reduced, who were kind of on the scene during the 1980s. They recorded an album and they never put it out. And it's great. It's got a great kind of like New York Dolls kind of swagger to it. And then we're importing about 300 copies of the Wussy Record Store Day 7-inch that's coming out in the UK that has a cover of New Order's Ceremony on it. And then it has a B-side from the LP, or that was that we didn't put on the new LP, Forever Sounds. And then we're going to reissue the Jockey Club book called Stories for Shorty with Aurora Press. We're just going to do a limited press run of those books since we're doing the reduced, and they were part of that whole Jockey Club scene and all that kind of stuff back in the 80s. So we're going to do a limited run of the book with Aurora Press and then the reduced LP called Drastically Reduced, and then the Wussy 7-inch that we're going to import from the UK.
Now, let me ask you, too. I read that Crosley, the electronics company, they do low-cost, vintage-inspired turntables. And last year, they doubled their sales from what they were in 2008, and they had 1 million turntables sold last year. So let me ask you just basic question. Are they related to the Crosley name from Cincinnati?
They bought the brand name, but it's no longer a Cincinnati-based company or anything like that. I think they're out of Tennessee. I just read the other day that they're actually going to open a vinyl pressing plant.
So it's gotten that popular.
You know, there's new pressing plants, like little boutique plants. So, you know, I think it probably has maybe another 4 or 5 years of growth. The pipeline is pretty bottlenecked right now to get, you know, LPs pressed. You know, when I first started making records in 1986, I could make a record in 10 days, and now it takes about 7 months. And it's having those same business relationships with those same guys, you know, like you just got to get in line and wait. So,
well, okay, crude oil. We've been hearing how the price of crude oil is way down. That's the chief ingredient in vinyl. So how come the records cost so much?
Well, part of it is licensing. You're not just paying for what you're what you physically have in your hand. You're paying for the rights to press that record, too. So when we have gone and licensed music from people, it can be quite expensive, and that has to be added into the cost. It's also just not the vinyl. It's every step that's involved getting it to it. It's the mastering. It's the nickel plating. There's all these different steps involved in it. For quote-unquote as a primitive technology as vinyl is, it's also a technology that hasn't changed in 70 years, and so it really is kind of a lost art, and there's only a few places in the country that do the plating. There's no room for error. If there is a tiny error on one part, the entire thing has to be redone. So it is an expensive process, and there's stuff that we've tried to license where it's come back at $11 a record, you know, for licensing. So I can't do that.
Well, so we're talking about Record Store Day, and sometimes you guys at Shake It do something special. Anything going on that day at the store?
We're working with Rheingeist again to make our own beer for that day. So we did it last year, and everybody loved it, so we're going to do it again this year. It's called B-Side. Last year was A-Side. This year is called B-Side. They do the big 22-ounce bombers that people love. I think they're going to expand it a little bit, but you can get the beer and all the Northside bars and everything that day and all that kind of stuff. So, and then we'll have live music all day, and it's much more of about a party. And we're kind of cleaning out the basement, and I'm in the process of pricing out probably about 25 or 30,000 45s and just kind of maddening, like it just never stops.
Okay, so you got nothing else to do.
Nothing. I got nothing else to do.
Okay, we've been talking with Darren Blaze. He runs Shake It Records in Northside. And coming up this coming Saturday, it's April 16th for Record Store Day. Lots of stuff to get you into the stores all over town. Thanks a lot for being with us, Darren.
Thank you.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.